This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and if you'd like to call us, if you'd like to talk with Dr. Richard Allen Miller today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen as you travel, or if you'd like to listen at home, we have a listen line, and it works just fine. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. You know, we haven't talked about this, but I'd like to share this with our class. And this is an article from the dailymail.co.uk. And let me just read the headlines. Now Mickey can track you by your shoes. Disney patents a system to track Magic Kingdom visitors by their footwear. Patent filed in April 2015 describes sensors and cameras creating personal identification for visitors to tailor their theme park experience. Foot scan holds information like name, hometown, and interests. Sensors and a robot would capture a visitor's shoes throughout the park to match it with their personal information when given when they entered. And here's how it works. So you walk up, to pay your fee, and they have like a bank has there's this, I don't know what you'd call it, but you walk up to where the tellers are, and they have an area where you can write and sign documents. Well, they have that there too. But underneath there's cameras. So you walk up and there's a great shot from underneath this desk type surface. And they take pictures of your, or images of your feet, your legs, your socks, your shoelaces, your shoes, everything. Probably knees and below. And by having low mounted cameras looking down at people walking by, they can track you throughout the entire theme park. And let me describe what this patent does. And this is what the article says. A new patent has been awarded to the Magic Kingdom Enterprise that describes identifying and tracking park goers in order to provide them with personalized experiences. Using cameras and sensors, the technology would scan people's footwear upon arrival and follow them as they move throughout the grounds to see what rides, shows, stores that pique their interest. The first scan will either help Disney gather information about the person, such as name, hometown, and interest, and throughout the park will be sensors and cameras that can match that person's foot as they roam through the park in order to create a foot descriptor. The foot descriptor will allow the system to identify the visitor as the visitor roams the Magic Kingdom and allow it to match the person's where they go. Okay, that's over the top. I mean, I don't want to go to stores because of the cameras that are grabbing images of me and where I go and my face and, you know, whatever I'm wearing. This is just too much. It's beyond too much, Rick. This is 1984 on steroids. And as I think about this, I don't know how much a ticket costs, but the last time I looked, it was decades ago, it was $37.50, I believe, for a ticket to go to that idiotic place. People feel that they have to go, and now they're being spied upon and tracked, and probably their images are saved forever. So if you go back 5 years, theorizing here that if you go back 5 years, I go, wow, it's good to see you again, you know, and by the way, you got the same sneakers. Man, what are your thoughts on this, Rick?
I don't know, man. I'm watching this Persons of Interest, and it reminds me of the artificial intelligent computers we started developing back in the early 70s. And I remember when the craze first came out, and then we started adding algorithms. And what's going on now, this is a place where they can do beta testing on new technology for artificial intelligence. It's crazy because their profiling systems now are like Minority Report. They can actually predict an event crime 28 minutes before it occurs now in New York City. And when everything is monitored. I don't know how many cameras are in your little town. I can tell you, Grants Pass, we have a live feed on the internet. You can watch at any time of the day a live feed. And imagine artificial intelligent computer monitoring everybody's behavior and at some point developing a profile, you know, on your behavior, your shopping interests, your what you do in between each movement. You know, it's just more invasive than I think anybody gets. And at some point, there's going to be a shakedown on all of this. It's not right.
You know, Rick, as I think back to when I was implementing technology, you know, for the banks, customers would, if they had a dispute, let's say there was an item on their statement that they said, oh, that's not me, it's not me. So they'd call the bank, and I'm talking about a credit card bank, and the bank representative would say, okay, well, send us a letter. And I'm talking in 1980, send us a letter and put this in writing, and so you have this dispute, and we'll investigate it. And then what would happen is the bank clerks would have to figure out where the documentation was, look up the physical paper records, and it was really, really cumbersome, and it could take, you know, several days for them to do the research, and then they'd have to write back to the customer and print the letter and sign it and put it in the mail, and it was really cumbersome. So they asked me to get involved with, you know, what can we do to, you know, soup this thing up? And so we got into optical character recognition. So the plan was really simple. So we would, instead of dropping mail off at each representative's desk, let's say there's 100 representatives, you know, they just go, okay, one for you, one for you, one for you, and just put a pile of these letters from customers on each representative's desk in the inbox. We would scan those letters at the point of entry, the mailroom, and then it would be electronically routed as an image on their computer rather than a physical piece of mail. And it would be indexed to that customer's account. So if you ever wanted to go see all the correspondence from that particular customer, you just type in the customer's name or the customer's account number, and you could look at it. What I'm saying is we were involved in building systems like that in the 1980s. Why? Because we thought we were doing the right thing for our customers, you know, making it easier, faster, better for everybody. But what we were building was a spying system for which there would be records stored for we don't know how long. Bottom line is there were a bunch of us, me for sure, probably you too, Rick, and a bunch of others who had been duped into thinking that we were doing the right thing for our organization. But incrementally, we were building these databases without realizing how they would be used. And it wasn't until we saw the final results of our work, of our design, that we said, oh, man, this was a bad thing. And one of the worst things that I have ever done was being involved in building a system that would be the press one, press two, press three on the telephone in order to, you know, contact a company, you know, an audio response system. That's one of the worst things I've ever done. And, but we didn't know it at the time, Rick. We just thought we were just working for our company. We're trying to make it better and, you know, be more efficient. That's what we were told. Were you involved in things like that? Were you incrementally damaged the planet?
We did Project Airfile back then. And that was using a 360 at the university. I went to, I think it was at Sonoma. I had a modem up on stage where I was able to go into the audience, and they would ask a specific question, and the computer at the University of Washington then would go down and select a series of scientific articles written in Russian or Czech. One of the, you know, there was a database of some 5,600 technical papers that had been written cross-reference using serendipity and synergy. And that was the beginning. And in the 1990s, when SETI was formed, and I'm not talking about the SETI for the search, S, but CETI, that was a NASA project that would use a series of university computers that were in, they were on, but they weren't in use at that moment, and it would network them into a supercomputer that would then search for planets and star systems that we now enjoy as cataloged today. And what happened next was that 360 universities started heterodyning, and then we had consciousness. And Time Magazine did a big interview on the 10 leading the computer experts at that time in the 90s, and they all said that there was a presence on the Internet, how it was a conscious presence. How it was first identified before it got very clever is that it started tailoring searches for individuals. And in Boolean systems of string logic, that's impossible. Your search should be identical to my search, and it wasn't. And that was because something was identifying you and profiling you. Then that's what set off the warning.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. And we'll be right back. Today we're going to be talking about UFOs, neuro-linguistic programming, ammo cans, Clinton cash, the algae bloom, Schumann residence, and the devolving of human nature, as well as the most dangerous jobs. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, back in the 1970s, I was hired to build a computer system to take an offline batch processing system that used that. You mentioned 360. That was a model number of an IBM computer, an old mainframe. It was called an IBM 360. And the one that I worked on was a 360-50. And it used those Hollerith cards that were input as batch, and ultimately was upgraded to ultimately it was replaced with a terminal that would allow and my job was to convert that old system to an online real-time system. And many of our class may not realize, but we didn't always have instant updating. So, for example, if you go and pay for something on eBay and you just pay now and you click a couple mouse clicks and you pay for whatever it is that you just bought, that transaction is updated immediately. Well, it didn't used to be like that. It used to be that someone would have to type in on a key punch machine, a card. That card would be put in a stack. That stack would be brought over to the computer once a day, and it would be loaded, and overnight there would be processing, and then a report would come out in the morning. I mean, it wasn't really fast back then, and one of the things that I was hired to do was to move from that online, I'm sorry, from a batch processing system to an online system, which was a big deal back then, Rick. In the 1970s, that was a huge accomplishment. To make that transition. Now we don't think anything of it. And now we're using computers that are online, real-time, instantaneous processing to track our every move. So we've gone from using computers that were difficult to enter data into ones that are tracking our every move automatically. So, for example, I just wanted to find out what the price of gasoline was in Springfield, Missouri. So I just went to gasbuddy.com, typed in Springfield, Missouri, boom, $1.73. So we're tracking everything. I mean, some of it's good. So if you want to shop for gasoline, you can find out the lowest price station probably in your area, assuming the updates are done right. You know, that would be a good thing as a consumer, as a person who's a customer wanting to get the best value for gasoline. But on the other hand, you're being tracked at every traffic light. So it's a double-edged sword. And who did it? Guys like us, Rick. We were involved in doing it, but we didn't know we were doing it. We were misled. We thought we were doing the right thing for, you know, our employers, right?
Well, it's kind of like the United States today is not the country I served and protected. It's changing, and it's a shame because I mean everything changes, but we've been hijacked, and the computer has now become a weapon, and I'm just really interested in the idea of profiling because, like you, I am noticing that weird phenomena happens when I'm doing something of interest to someone. The coincidences would suggest something beyond human is monitoring and messing with me. Now, that's paranoia. And paranoia is a valid altered state of consciousness. It's a useful tool. But something is actually happening, and I don't quite get it yet. The timing on things is just beyond coincidence. It's like something is monitoring me through my telephone, my computer, who knows what else. You know, your smart meter, whatever.
Well, we've been taking off the air. At least, you know, my connection gets broken, and it's not during commercials. You know, we love our commercials.
During commercials, does it? Yeah, never does.
Yeah, it doesn't happen during commercials. Rick, we've had some flyovers over the farm, helicopters flying, I mean, really, really low. And we're in the middle of nowhere, so you got to go way out of your way to fly over our farm. And then,
they're looking to see if you're a pot grower, probably. Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you how I handled that, because farms have been stolen. Farms have been stolen by government operatives because of growing marijuana plants. So we have a solution to that. We have an entire fence around our property, and we let the cows go wherever they want. And so if they try to plant some illegal substances on our farm, the cows are going to eat it. They're going to trample it, and it won't last long. It won't last long. And the dogs? Dogs will probably chew up anybody who wants to come and do that anyway. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I'm reading an article and I'm kind of grinning. You know, back in the 1990s, we had a computer manufacturing company. And a lawyer walked in and he wanted us to build a network for him. And I didn't know he was a lawyer at the time. And, you know, I asked him what he wanted as a computer network and how he was going to use it and described the building for me. And he's a, you know, brand new customer. And I said, so what kind of business is this? And he said he was a lawyer. And I said, oh, geez, you know. Well, we don't sell computers to lawyers, and you know he's kind of what? And I said no, we have a company policy. We actually don't sell computers to lawyers. And he wanted to know why, and I said, well, you know, lawyers are people who are naturally inclined to argue, and then they go to school to enhance that ability. And I said, you'd probably never be happy with anything we did, so we can't help you. You know, Cirrus sells computers. And I relate that because here's a post, and it says, a Virginia police officer was denied service at a restaurant because she was in uniform. The officer had been waiting in line at Noodles & Company in Alexandria, Virginia, and a female cook told the cashier that she refused to serve the police officer. And, you know, so ultimately the city's police chief visited the store, and the managers apologized, and they said they'd post a sign on the window saying that they would support the police. But you know what? I don't think they're discriminating based on the color or the race or the ethnicity or the religion of the customer. They were just saying that they weren't going to cook for people in blue uniforms. And you know, I can understand that because of what is happening to we the villagers by too many of the police. And as soon as the police start policing themselves, and the bad police get outed by the good police, and the police in the middle who are saying, well, I just don't want to get involved. As soon as they throw out the bad police, and as soon as they start earning our respect, I think those kinds of refusals of service will stop or slow down. It's going to take some time, but there are a lot of people who don't trust the police because the police have been beating us, tasing us, killing our dogs, bashing down our doors in the middle of the night when they could just call us on the phone and say, hey, listen, I'd like to talk to you. You got a minute? But they don't do that. They bash down our doors. They slam us down on the hoods of cars. What do you think, Rick?
I'm concerned. I don't know what to say about it. You know, there's them and us. There's, I have a friend that when he retired as a detective and moved up to Grants Pass, he chose not to work with the local police department because he felt they were corrupt and became a dog catcher. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, animal patrol. And he's, there's, it's interesting, infrastructure and judicial systems in the rural communities is way worse than anybody realizes. I mean, way worse. It's used as a weapon for discrimination and other kinds of bias in a small community. We don't have a sheriff called Bubba. Bubba.
We
like,
do.
Humble.
We
does,
do.
But
We actually.
No, isn't that weird?
Well, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not being offensive. Our sheriff has his calendar, and he's got his first name, then in quotes Bubba in the middle, and then his last name. You know, Sheriff Bubba. I'm not kidding. It's on.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody's making a cartoon of this. He produced the calendar that he gave out, so he calls himself Bubba. So we do have Bubba.
Yeah.
Here's what Bubba did. He had a sale. And what was he selling? Well, he had some inventory. What was the inventory? Well, it was confiscated guns. Pistols, shotguns, rifles that they've accumulated over about a 25-year period. And it was in their evidence locker, I guess. And they decided that they were going to sell it. So this police department, this sheriff's office, was selling stolen property. Property stolen from people who used to own those guns. And they'd say, well, this is evidence. You know, we're going to take this rifle. We're going to take this shotgun. We're going to take this pistol. And they'd steal it. They would steal it from the person. Maybe the person was arrested. They'd call it evidence. The person would never get it back. And then the sheriff would sell it 25 years later. And there was an ad in the paper.
There's some differences in orientation with budgets and federal money. And I remember when battering a woman became an issue that was worth money here in Oregon, where it didn't matter whether you're innocent or not, if they could make an arrest, they got so much money from the government. And there were a whole bunch of people that were being convicted of things they didn't do.
How about this? How about mom and dad are arguing, okay? So mom and dad are arguing in the kitchen, and it could be over anything. It could be over money. It could be over whatever. somebody purchase something. It's like, why'd you buy that? We didn't have the money for it. So, you know, the voices get a little louder on both sides. And then the child picks up the phone, calls 911, because that's what they're told in school to do. Well, you know, if you're ever in trouble, call 911. So the child, the elementary school child, calls 911. The cops show up, and there's a domestic dispute. There's a domestic argument, and both father and mother get arrested, and then they become felons, and then they can't own a gun anymore because they're felons. That's the kind of stuff that's happening.
Well, they get to confiscate your gun. That's where your illegal arms with the police department starts.
Yeah.
If there's a domestic thing, when they go out, during that period when the feds were, a federal government was encouraging that, there was a bonus given if an arrest was made. And so arrest was always made, and if they had weapons, they were confiscated, and that became like an automobile, Little Rico. And the ability to make money off the arrest for increasing arrests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, you'll have to show me a handgun or a rifle that's not worth $400 at least. I'd like to see one. I mean, really. Unless it's pure junk, it's worth more than $400. So each time they go and steal one of these guns from We the Villagers, it's worth a minimum of $400 when they go to sell it. And my question is, so I wouldn't go to that sale. I wouldn't go to that, you know, that auction where they were selling stolen property at the sheriff's office. And one of the reasons why is, number one, it was stolen property, and I don't want to be involved in it. But let's say you went to that sale and you bought one of these rifles or handguns. And then the family says, you know, we used to have a rifle, and it's serial number 12345678910. That's the serial number. And they report it stolen, and then now you have stolen property. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So I don't want to participate in that in any way, shape, or form. So, but a lot of people do. A lot of people say, well, it's a great way to get cheap guns. But I'm not interested in participating in crime, whether it's reported to be above board or not. I'm not interested.
Well, they do that same thing with automobiles, auctioning, and homes that are taken in a drug bust because of Little Rico. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Money-making proposition. That's where law enforcement became a business and profitable, just like imprisonment, jails, and cellmates.
Your ability
to have to make a call inside a jail.
Rick, I've heard that being in law enforcement is really so dangerous. Well, I have a list from Time Magazine of the most dangerous occupations as of 2014. Number one, the most dangerous occupation in this country is being a logger, you know, cutting down trees. That's number one, according to Time Magazine. Number two is being a fisherman or working in the fish-related industry. Number three, most dangerous, is aircraft pilots and flight engineers. That's number three, most dangerous. Number four is pretty obvious. That's being a roofer. It's a dangerous occupation, and people fall off the roofs. Number five is refuse and recyclable material collectors. You know, you pick up refuse, and it could have needles. It could have chemicals. It could be radioactive. Who knows what it is? That's a really dangerous job. That's number five. Number six might surprise you, class. The sixth most dangerous job in this country is farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers. Farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers. Number seven is pretty obvious. That's structural iron and steel workers. Those are the guys who work way up in the air, and they have these rigs with cranes and beams, and they rivet and they weld, and they're up in the air. That's pretty darn dangerous too, but it's not as dangerous as farming. And then number eight is drivers and sales workers and truck drivers. Makes a lot of sense to me. If you're in one of those big trucks, you're on the road a lot, and there are a lot of things that can go wrong in a split second. Major accidents, death, you could really easily be killed. It's a dangerous occupation. Number nine is electrical power line installers and repairers. And that's obvious too, right? Get on those power lines and those high voltages. So just one slip, boom, you could be cooked. Number 10 might not seem quite so dangerous, but it is. It's being a taxi driver and a chauffeur. Why? Because you're on the road a lot, and if you're a taxi driver, you have no idea who might be hopping in the back of your vehicle. Number 11 is first-line supervisors of construction trades and like excavation workers. That's dangerous. I mean, you know, heavy equipment makes a lot of sense. Number 12, construction laborers. We haven't gotten to the police yet, have we? Then we have number 13, first-line supervisors of landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping workers. Number 14, maintenance and repairs workers, you know, general maintenance. So those are guys that work in school systems, and they work on boilers, and they repair electrical problems, they have plumbing problems. You know, they're working up in the air, down in the basement. And then number 15, cops. Cops are the 15th most dangerous jobs. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in food thrown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be slight.
One of today's hot.
Keep it, God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, headlines just appeared, and here's what they say. This is CBS News. Cloaked in secrecy, spy satellite launches into space. Rick, we just launched a spy satellite, and says a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket carrying a classified National Reconnaissance Office spy satellite blasted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, putting on a spectacular morning sky show before disappearing from view. And they're not saying what it is. So we just launched another Atlas V rocket, and we put another satellite into orbit, and it's another spy satellite, just what we need. And, Rick, the reason I'm mentioning this, now obviously, I can't stand all this spying that's going on, but I remember when I lived in Virginia saying to our neighbor, I said, have you noticed that every time there's a space launch, every time there's a space launch, 3 days later, 3 days later, the weather is nuts. For example, 7 inches of rain falling in New Jersey and flooding the Garden State Parkway and that brings traffic to a halt. Have you noticed that, we'll have a hailstorm or whatever? 3 days later, the weather does something that is out of the ordinary. Have you noticed that? And the answer was no. It's all normal. Everything's normal. And I said, this has been going on for years. Every time there's a launch, 3 days later, the weather's nuts. And nobody would believe me. Nobody would believe me. And we tracked it for years and years, and it was a really good correlation 3 days later. Rick, the weather right now is nuts. We had a biblical rainstorm here a few days ago, washed out our driveway, and so we have to get a tractor and a backhoe and a blade, and we have to regrade our driveway so we can go in and out without bottoming out. It rained so much, in the space of an hour, and it was gone. The weather is nuts. What do you make of this, Rick?
Well, I think we've had an orbital change in the movement of Earth. I think it has moved, according to some research, it looks like it might have moved as much as 3 degrees, where our orbit now includes close to Venus, close to Mars.
Okay, a 3-degree movement is pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's going to be real significant shortly. When you have 167 degrees Fahrenheit in Iran, and you have, you know, the temperatures that are being recorded on Earth right now have never existed before. They're kind of like what we might expect on Venus.
Looking for my notes, I took one of those non-contact thermometers outside, and I measured the temperature around the farm. Here they are. So I have this non-contact thermometer, Rick. It's like this little, it has a laser pointer in it, and it'll tell you exactly what you're aiming at. And you squeeze this little trigger, and you can tell the temperature of something at a distance. Not really far, but, you know, maybe 20 feet. And so I went outside, and I aimed this at the green grass, you know, tall grass that hadn't been cut, maybe 8 inches tall, maybe a little taller, 92 degrees. And it was about that temperature outside. So 92 outside, ambient temperature, and the grass was 92 degrees. And our house is a stone house, and it's got a lot of mass to it. So it takes a while to heat it up. It's kind of a gray stone with limestone with grayish mortar. And it was 107. The side of the house was 107. The brick window trim was 127. I aimed it at a tractor tire outside by the garage, 148 degrees. I aimed it at the skin of a white truck, you know, a Dodge truck, 116. The garage door, 128. The roof, 164 degrees. The roof temperature was 164. I don't know how much more a roof can take than 164 before the shingles start falling off. I don't know. We come back. Rick, let's talk about NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And we'll talk about the algae bloom, the green algae all over the country, and the devolving of human nature. Dr. Richard Allen Mills with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, now be medically prepared to keep your family safe. Doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN Live.